With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
5 ways to recharge your own internal battery this week on The Thinking Effect. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Tom Danger. Please like, subscribe, and share. And hopefully you're finding these short series as beneficial as what it is to me for people who have a short attention span or is just too much going on, or you just don't want to OD and listen to something for 2 and 3 hours. I just want to get straight to the point. 5 ways to help you recharge your internal with your internal battery. Number 1, go for a walk every day. And a lot of these things that I'm talking about not have only been researched by the wonderful world of Google. They're actually practices that I do on a daily basis. So I'm speaking from a true space. I'm not just reading something that says you should do it. These are things that I actually do. First thing, go for a walk every morning. And if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see I'll ask the question, did you complete your morning routine? And I usually walk to the reservoir in New York City every day. It's about a 5K, which is about 3.5 miles. And it's just the time as an introvert that I can be alone and charge my battery for the day before I start to interact with people, take on other people's problems, solve business problems, do things creatively, go for a walk, spend time in nature. You get charged from the sun as well as from being around the green. Second thing to recharge, read a book, right? So if you're the type of person that may overthink things, you know, when you read something, it helps you to get a better understanding of certain things, right? So currently I am reading How to Sell Yourself by Joe Girard. You know, I always thought that I struggled with selling myself because I always thought of selling the product. But when you really learn about selling, you never sell the product. You sell yourself. You learn certain mannerisms about yourself to where you can connect with people so people buy into you and not into the product. Hence the success of certain people on social media, because we buy into their personalities. And then once we feel as if we're a part of them, it doesn't matter if they're selling toilet paper holders. We'll pretty much go and buy it as long as it has a logo or signature on it from that favorite personality. So again, reading books. Number 3, a lot of us don't do this. Call a friend. I know we text and sometime we may do a video call, but just old fashioned, right? This sounds real crazy. Old fashioned, dial the number in the phone and then talk to a person on the phone and just listen and have conversation and that interaction. You know, there's something about social media where it builds a huge connection, but it also has a disconnection, right? Because a lot of us are only intrigued by the instant gratification of a like or comment or something like that. But when you talk on a phone and you can hear a person's emotion and find out what's going on with them, if it's the right energy, it can also recharge you. Okay. Number 4, one of my favorites, give. Now, giving does not always have to be money. Let me put that out there right away. We can go back to number 3, which is making a phone call. Sometimes people, our loved ones, friends, or even strangers, just like to know that someone is listening. You just want somebody to listen. You know, you're going through something, you feel a particular way, and knowing that someone is giving you their time to listen can be invaluable. So don't underestimate the value in giving your time. It doesn't always have to be money, although money is good. Okay. And number 5, bam, my favorite, treat yourself. I don't care what you treat yourself to. You want to buy yourself a bag. You want to get some shoes. You want to get some jewelry. You want to go out for a nice meal. You want to try a new cocktail. You want to buy that new gadget. If you work for it and you've put the time in and you feel as if you deserve it, don't deny yourself a treat. Even if it's a spa or going for a trip somewhere, do not deny yourself the luxury of treating yourself. This is The Thinking Effect, where we help you do your daily best.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.